Are you awake? Hello, darling? Good. The magic worked. I may not be a pureblood, but I still have some tricks up my sleeve. What a simple room. Yet, there is an undeniable elegance and simplicity. It's so like you, darling. How beautiful. Such soft, tender skin. Radiant like the light of the moon. You're so fucking hot. Delicious, too. You're perfect for me. And I'm perfect for you. Even if you don't necessarily think that, I know we're meant to be together. Soulmates, as my parents would always tell me. Mom would always go on and on about how we each all have a soulmate. I didn't really believe her until we met. I mean, what sort of intangible concept is a soulmate? I'm only part monster girl, the other part human. Certainly the traditional mate culture of monster girls wouldn't apply so strictly to me, right? That's what I thought, at least. But then I saw you. I know it sounds cliche, but you popped out to me like color on a white canvas. I couldn't take my eyes off you. I decided that I'd rather be late to class than let you get away. You were so surprised. You obviously never expected a pretty little thing such as myself to approach you and ask for your number. Gods above. I don't know why I'm saying all this. You can't even hear me. You're asleep. Such innocent sleep. Guess I have a knack for monologuing. And remembering the times we spent together is, well, it's certainly doing something for me. I recall that I took you on so many dates, but you never willingly let me touch you like this. Why? I know I'm your type. I thought things were going so well between us. But then you suddenly became all cold and distant. I know I was a bit pushy, just a bit. I was always the one to initiate physical contact, whether or not you wanted it. But you did want it, though. All those times I kissed you by surprise or got all up in your space without you noticing, you turned so red every time. It was adorable. Yes, all up close to you, just like this. Is it because I told you I was a monster girl? A succubus? Did that scare you? Even though you were completely fine with me earlier, because I looked just like a human? How unfair. It looks like I'll need to educate you thoroughly, so that you won't ever have such ridiculous notions about us monster girls again. All those rumors and old wives' tales. Talk of how succubus drain the life of the men they fuck. I thought all of that died when the first generation proved they were all lies and deceit. But I suppose a public image is difficult to change. But it's okay. You were just confused. You didn't know what was good for you. And you still don't. That's why I have to set you on the right track, darling. This is what's best for us. I just know it. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to fuck you right now. And make absolutely certain I stake my claim in you. I will make you mine, love. Mother knew this would happen. She taught me the magic to put someone to sleep and keep them asleep, no matter what, even during sex. I'm sure Mother knew that I would eventually use it on my soulmate, though I didn't believe in soulmates at the time. It's what she did to get Father as a mate, after all. Except she had the privilege of being able to enter his dreams and truly, totally dominate his mind. I'll just have to fuck you twice as hard to make up for that. I'll make your body know who it belongs to, even if you don't. Mark my words, you will submit. Let's have a look at that cock, shall we? Huh. You're already hard. I wonder, are you having a naughty little wet dream? Maybe of me? Or does your body instinctively already know what to do? Regardless, I think it's time. No need for foreplay. You're not awake, and I've been edging and teasing myself for hours leading up to this moment. Oh, my pussy's so fucking wet and ready for you. So, I think I'll put it in right now. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, you're perfect, darling. That's all mine. Oh, this is fucking hot. You're so fucking hot and beautiful. I promise you, we'll be together forever. I love you more than you could ever know, and I'll never stop loving you. After you submit to me, I'll move in with you. Oh, you'll move in with me, either one. I want to suspend our uni years together with you by my side. I want you close to me at all times so I can keep you safe and sound. After we graduate, I plan on proposing to you. I already have it all planned out to the finest detail. You'll accept, of course. I know what you want. You'll be my faithful, handsome house husband while I work. And don't worry about it. I'll take care of everything. I'll be the breadwinner. I just want to know exactly where you are at all times. You can be in charge. Taking care of our children. Yes, children. I will have your babies, darling. I feel an almost uncontrollable instinct to mate with you and get pregnant. Even though I'm half-blood. Oh, God knows how strongly Mother felt back when she met Father. You're so pretty, sleeping so innocently like that. You have but the slightest idea of what's even happening to you, do you? That's what makes this so much better. Sure, some people might call this rape and a crime. At first, I wanted to be civil and take you on some dates, easy stuff. Oh, but you had to shy away. Oh, you made me do this. I realized that I need to have you for myself, no matter what. So fuck them. Let them say what they want. They know nothing about love. True love. The love I have for you. Oh, the criticism rings hollow in the face. Such a noble purpose is love. Oh, yes. Did she thrust into me? Thrust into me more. Yes, even in sleep, your body, oh, it knows it's mine. It knows its purpose. Oh, it's to fucking satisfy me. Give me what I want. Fuck. Oh, I told you we were soulmates. We were meant to be. Somewhere deep down inside, you always knew you belonged to me. Oh my god, you are mine. My possession. My mate. My toy. Oh, mine. 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 I won't ever let any other woman, especially any other monster girl, lay their greedy eyes on you. Fuck, you're all mine. You're all mine. I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming all over. Oh, fuck, I'm coming all over. What's mine? I'm coming. I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I need to mark you. Bite your beautiful, pure, sensitive neck. Leave a mark that will never fade. That way everyone will know how... everyone will know you're taken. It'll help keep some of the pest away. Oh, fuck. That was fantastic, darling. I love you so much. Still sleeping soundly. Of course, the magic wouldn't be so flimsy as wear off after only one round. You sure came a lot, but it's not enough. I know it's difficult for humans to impregnate monster girls, so I'm just gonna have to drain every last drop of your cum to make sure I get what I want. But I think I'm gonna just lie down on you like this. For just a brief moment. I love you. I love you. I'll take care of you. You don't have to worry about a thing. I would hate to see worry cloud your beautiful expression. I'll protect you and keep you safe forever. I swear. You can trust me. I think it's time for round two. Your cock has gotten hard again. As if it knows what I want. Perfect. You're ready. Because round two is about to be much more intense than round one. My pussy is going to milk everything out of your balls. everything.